I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Crows and Whiskey Myers with special guest South Hall are bringing their Southern Hospitality Tour to Merriweather Post Pavilion on June 16th. Tickets are on sale now, a Live Nation show. Keep listening for your chance to win tickets, courtesy of Live Nation.
From the Anderson Automotive Studios, this is WJZ-FM, Catonsville, Baltimore's sports talk at 105.7 and always live on the free Odyssey app. From the OuchGuy.com sports desk, here's Joe LaCroix.
Over the weekend, your Baltimore Ravens finished off their 2026 draft, adding a host of new faces to the flock, led by first-round pick Vega Ione, a guard from Penn State. Overall, Baltimore finished the draft with 11 new players and then signed 16 undrafted players who will vie for a spot on the roster this summer. But the weekend was not only a milestone moment for the guys that got picked, it was also the first draft for rookie head coach Jesse Minter. Here's Coach on what it was like to be in the war room over the weekend.
Yeah, it was incredible. Really cool situation to kind of see the team come together. You know, when you go into it, there's, I think, you know, 50 so players on our team, and you add 11, and then obviously we'll add more the rest of the day. That'll be really exciting when we look out there and there's 90 guys on the roster.
Up next for Minter and the Ravens coaching staff, rookie minicamp this weekend. And yesterday at the Yard, the Birds dropped another series, losing the rubber match to the Red Sox 5-3. Birds starter Kyle Bradish with another up-and-down performance. He'd give up 3 earned runs over 5 innings and also walk 4 as his record falls to 1-3 on the season. The Baltimore offense didn't do much to help him out as they struggled against Boston starter Connelly early. He would pitch 6 2/3, a 4-hit ball, giving up just a pair of earned runs in the form of solo homers to Sam Basayo and Gunnar Henderson. The O's are now 13-15 on the season. They'll look their wounds today before welcoming the Astros to Baltimore for a 3-game series beginning Tuesday evening. Your Monday forecast from the Bob Bell Kia Nissan of Essex Weather Center. Mostly sunny skies, highs around 70. I'm Joe LaCroix, Ravens Terps, and you're home for the most Orioles coverage. We are 105.7 The Fan.
Rob, Jeremy, Ed, and Joe. The Big Bad Morning Show. Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
Ah! I
want to address something before we go into this. My buddy Emmett, I'm not going to embarrass him by telling you his last name is Burns, because that way people will know exactly who he was. He went on Facebook and said, why the hell would the Ravens draft another punter?
They have one.
Emmett, do you know they lost their last punter to the Giants and probably didn't? Yeah, Emmett. Emmett.
I think there are some people that
stick
think
to the Steelers, Emmett. He's a Steeler fan. Oh, don't you be commenting on how you don't hear me. You don't see me going on social media and commenting on what your team does, your trash ass team.
But there's a lot of people think kickers and punters shouldn't be drafted.
No, I think he just, it didn't age well for him. I think he was thinking.
He didn't realize.
Because, all right, now, if you're thinking you shouldn't draft a punter, didn't you draft the last punter? Who, by the way, booted the hell out of the ball? So yeah, that's a need. You go get it. You don't rely on free agency. You go sign another free agent in addition to this draft, or bring in another free agent and this is draft pick. But the last punter made it important for you to have another one, because that joker flipped the field for you several times. So Emmett Burns,
you weren't gonna say his last name.
No, I'm not gonna do that. Yeah. You know his brother is
Mr. Burns?
No. Oh. No, he used to play for the Terps. Evers.
Last name Burns?
You don't remember Evers Burns?
I don't remember that name.
Early 90s. Went to Woodlawn High.
I have to go back. I don't remember
the
name.
Early Gary Williams days. Early. He may have been like Gary's first recruiting class, to be honest with you. If not his first, he was up there. Or did he get drafted? Did he get recruited by Bob Wade? He may have been a Bob Wade
guy. It was early 90s. Wouldn't you?
Late 80s, early 90s. He came out with me, so 89.
And when did you come out?
I graduated in 89. Jeremy.
Yeah.
Jeremy, been with you too long, man. You can't get me caught up, man. You can't get.
Man. Missed it by that much.
That's right. You can't even. You like that and can't dress.
So yeah, that's true.
It was a joke we had off air. I don't think we could bring that on air.
Yeah. Look, looking at the Ravens draft, and we always say this. Did you have an issue with Bisciotti making a pick?
No, I didn't. What was it? The fifth round?
I think some of it's tongue in cheek too. It may have been a guy he played, but they're going to do, like, if he made a pick and they evaluated the guy and go, yeah, this ain't happening. I think they would go to Bisciotti and go, we could get him as an undrafted free agent, but the player they got's pretty good.
I bet you it's a guy that was on their board and somewhere in the vicinity of the area that they drafted him. Now, didn't they have more than one fifth round pick?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. The owner wants to,
three.
Yeah. The owner wants to make a pick. How many overall they had? 11 picks?
11.
11 picks. You had 10, he wants to make one. Yeah, shut up. Shut up. Bisciotti wants to make a pick. Let Bisciotti make a pick. In the fifth round, in which you had 3 picks. And like you said, pretty good.
And it was the last one.
And Jeremy, last time I checked, they needed a running back.
Yeah.
They needed to draft a running back.
And Randall kind of does a little bit of everything.
He got one problem, one thing wrong with him.
What?
From that dirt road school in South Carolina. Oh, other than that, I like him.
I thought you were going with...
I don't have no problem with it.
Okay. He's a good ball player, man. I'm trying to pull up his numbers here of what he did last year. But like when Klubnik and Randall were there in the backfield together, that was a problem, especially for defenders figuring out when they're going to run.
Klubnik's good too.
Yeah. He went to Pittsburgh?
I think so. Do you have
Drew Aller went to Pittsburgh? I know that.
Do you have a problem? Do you think the Ravens addressed their needs?
Yeah, I mean the only thing they didn't address is center. Like that's where we get to this point, and it's everybody's like, "Oh my God, I can't believe they didn't get a center." They have to have some sort of an idea of what they're going to do.
Oh my God, the Ravens didn't draft the center. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah. Oh my God, please don't tell anybody.
I agree with you.
That's such a good joke. There was somebody in this building. And I can't even say what she said, but basically something had happened, and she said, this happened to me, please don't tell anyone.
Now, she told you separately.
Yeah.
She told me separately. She told Joe separately. She told Ed separately. She told Jess separately.
Yeah, like, I'll change this up.
She told Kramer separately.
I'll change this up, and I'll use Joe's name. Oh, my God, Joe LaCroix grabbed my butt. Don't tell anyone. And then all of a sudden, you see somebody walking down the hall, and you hear, oh, my God, Joe LaCroix grabbed my butt. Don't tell anyone. Hey, welcome back to the morning show. Joe LaCroix grabbed my butt. Don't tell anyone. Like, that's literally what I heard the entire time.
I told you not to tell anybody.
It's our little secret, Joe.
That was not the situation.
But it's similar.
But it was...
It was worse.
We all knew. The entire building was told what happened individually. Don't tell anybody.
You ever have somebody say, look, you're the only person I'm telling. Please don't repeat this to anyone. And you go around to somebody else like, did you hear what she just said? She just told me the same damn thing. Oh, my God. I'm super busy.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Ravens draft in the books. I thought they did a phenomenal job. I thought the best draft for any individual team was the Kansas City Chiefs. I thought they did a great job, man.
I mean, there were a lot of teams. I like what the Giants and Jets did.
Giants did really well.
Yeah. I like some of the Jets picks, but sorry, guys. You know what happens usually when you get drafted by the Jets.
I can't even talk about the Jets draft.
I got you. I just like the players they got.
The two drafts you don't talk about, regardless of how good they do. The Jets and the Browns.
Okay. I can't argue it.
Doesn't matter. What do they do? Doesn't matter. They're going to be the Jets. They're going to be the Browns.
What do you think of the whole Mike Vrabel thing? He wasn't going to talk unless they made a pick on day one, and then they had him talk before the draft and then buried it, and then he left to go be with his family the rest of the weekend.
To go with counseling.
Yeah. Well, that's what he said. All right. We'll just keep it moving.
There you go. I don't know
talking about it. Yeah, like
I don't know what to say.
This is one of those things where I'm surprised that he's not getting in more trouble for this because it's inside information that's getting leaked out.
I said it from day one. She will burn. He will not. Ladies, let that be another lesson. That again, I don't like the rules.
Double standard.
I just know the rules. There's certain things I don't do. Because I know I'll be treated differently if I'm found out. That's just how life is. You know what I mean? You got to know the rules. 410-583-1057 is the number. Daily Line at 9:30, but on the other side, we're talking NBA playoffs and probably a little bit more with this guy. Jim Traver joins us up next on The Fan.
The teams you grew up with.
Ravens are world champions.
Are the ones you still love today. 105.7 The Fan.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Bad Morning Show is sponsored by Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty.
AM Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this manic Monday. Joining us right now, my guy from the Sports Animal in Oklahoma City. He is former Oriole Jim Traver. What's up, Jim?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing? Hey, before I go on, I want to tell y'all congratulations again about being on the Barrett list.
Thank you. Thanks. You too. Thank you very much.
And I did want to toot my own horn. I can't even talk this morning. I was number 2 this year, I was very excited about it.
I was about to congratulate you. You're right. I mean, it's a grind, Jim, and you've been in this business like us a long time, and that's from grinding, man. You got to have some success, but success does not come without work.
No, you're right, and it can go away quickly. But I was going to say this. Of course, I'm in the smaller markets. You guys are the big daddies. You guys are the big market. But I wanted to say something is that it couldn't have come at a better time for me because I was brawling with my program director. So, you know, it helped me out a little bit.
Caught leverage. Jim, let's talk a little NBA. We'll get back to your Steelers and your draft and all that crap. But let's talk NBA. Thunder up 3-0. They look to sweep the series tonight against the Phoenix Suns. Is this ho-hum, the Thunder are now expected to get back to the Western Conference Finals and beyond, or is it still a big deal out there in OKC?
Well, it's to the Western Conference Finals, it's ho-hum. I put it out for anybody out there. The first two series, I gave them 9.5 if anybody wanted to take the over. Of it, because I'm telling you, now the Lakers are interesting if both of the guys get healthy. And that could be a little bit interesting, but Houston would have no chance, and obviously the Suns have no chance. This team is ridiculous, fellas. I remember the Baltimore Bullets, okay? I'm sure many people listening do, okay? I remember my dad worked downtown, and he would put me on a bus, and I would go down there and meet him after dinner and go watch the Baltimore Bullets, okay, in the old arena there. So this is one of the most amazing teams I've ever seen. Now, doesn't mean that they're going to become the dynasty of some of these other big time dynasties, but they're amazing, fellas. They really are. I mean, they've got everything, and I mean everything, on every part of the game they can do. And they got so many different players that can do it. And then SGA is, fellas, if SGA came to your house and said that he wanted to marry your daughter, all three of us would go, oh my gosh, thank you, God. I'm serious. This kid. He's the greatest kid I think I've ever seen. You couldn't ask for a better kid to be the face of your organization. And by the way, for people that don't know, I mean the Thunder fans around there don't like me at all because I tell the truth about things, you know, about Dort and about how they do get a bunch of fouls and things. But that's okay because they're amazing.
So let me ask you, out west, is the Spurs the only team that concerns you, or do you think one of these other teams could step up? Because Spurs had a little bit of success against them in the regular season.
Well, I think the Spurs are amazing. I think the Spurs are the Thunder 2 years ago. You know, remember the Thunder were number 1 seed. They lost in the second round. Yep. I do think the Spurs are going to get to the championship. But remember, I mean, the Western Conference championship. But remember this, fellas. Nobody talks about Minnesota, and they've been in the Western Conference Finals 2 years in a row. They know how to play in the playoffs. And obviously the Denver Nuggets are embarrassing themselves, basically. I mean, that's what they're doing. They're showing that if Gordon's not on the floor, they're one of the worst defensive teams that's ever been put on the floor. And then what Gobert is doing to the big fella is kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. So it looks like that Minnesota will play San Antonio, and they'll give them everything they want. But, guys, we're seeing the biggest freak of nature that we've seen. If you're not old enough to remember what Wilt Chamberlain did, I mean, I remember when people talked about Shaq, and that was great. This is Shaq times two. I mean, because the kid has an entire game and is bigger than Shaq as far as height is concerned. So they're a freak team. San Antonio and Oklahoma City is going to be a lot of fun over the next 4 or 5, 6 years.
Jim Traber joins us from the Sports Animal out there in Oklahoma City. Jim, I told Jeremy there are two scenarios where heads will roll. If the Pistons lose in this first round, heads will roll. If the Pistons are pushed to 7 games and win and lose in the next round, heads will roll. They are not looking like the number one seed in the East, and Bickerstaff better be really concerned right now.
Well, I hope you're wrong, because I think Bickerstaff is a really good coach and maybe a little bit biased because, you know, his dad, they lived in Columbia, Maryland, where I came from when he was with the Orioles. I mean, with Washington back then. So but I think the guy's a really good coach. And just because they were the number one seed does not mean that they should win at all. Like I said, the Thunder 2 years ago were number one seed and they lost, but they were young, and Detroit's pretty young too, guys. I mean, they've never done anything. They expect them, because they're the number one seed, to go from not making the playoffs to win the whole thing?
They got to get out of the first round. That would be, they got to be the eighth seed.
I don't disagree with you on that, but I don't know if I'd fire him if they don't do that. I might say, you know, this is the you better not do it again. But I think the guy, don't you guys think he's a good coach? I think he's a really good coach.
I do. I like what they've done with it. The thing that I would say, just like, you know, kind of looking at the postseason, I've always felt you got to lose before you can win. And if you go back and look at it, you just brought up the Thunder. They lost, and then they figured it out. Minnesota, the same thing, trying to get back there. When the Celtics finally won with Tatum, you know, losing the year before and then coming back and winning it. I just feel like that's what Giannis and the Bucks losing in the postseason and then figuring out. I just feel like that's what needs to happen.
It does. I mean, young teams don't win championships. Now, maybe, I mean, now the Thunder did last year, but you know what I mean by experience. Maybe San Antonio can do it. I don't know. I mean, like I said, when you have that dude in the middle who is just, I mean, I don't even know what to call him. He's just absolutely incredible. Well, you might be able to get rid of that history that you're talking about. But I would think that my guess is that San Antonio plays Oklahoma City down to the wire. It's like a 7-game series and Oklahoma City goes through. And then, you know, it looks to me like Boston's going to be hard to beat in the East.
Yeah, one of the other things, you know, just looking at the NBA playoffs, I mean, Boston does look like the cream of the crop there. What did you make of, because I liked Orlando and Charlotte a ton in the middle of the season. I brought up Charlotte before they got hot, and Orlando just kind of disappointed down the stretch. I understand what's going on with Detroit right now, but I thought there was some talent there, and they kind of fell apart.
Orlando's the biggest, you know, weird disappointment this year. So what's happening in, unfortunately, is Detroit's getting a team that shouldn't have been an 8 seed.
Yeah.
That's the truth, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the truth.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit tougher. They probably should have been about a 4 or 5, but you still got to beat them. And Charlotte, I'm with you, man. I love Charlotte. There are two teams in the league that I love to watch. It's Charlotte and Portland. And I think both of them are on their way. Now, I tell you what, Charlotte, they better learn how to play some defense. I mean, there is a thing called defense in the league, but I like watching them play. They're just fun, man.
Yep.
And then Portland, too. You know, Portland, what that owner out there is doing is a joke.
Yeah, I agree with you. Jim Traber joins us from the Sports Animal, Oklahoma City. Before we let you go, Jim, we know you're still a fan. Your thoughts on your draft?
Well, first of all, the Pittsburgh Steelers are a total embarrassment, all right? I don't know if you know. I got to tell you a quick story. So when they were getting ready to hire a new coach, because I wanted Tomlin gone. I wanted him gone 2 years ago. Sometimes really good coaches have to leave. It's time to leave. And if you want mediocrity, okay, we could have kept him for the next 20 years. But I went on the air for about, I don't know, a couple of days, and I said, if they hire Mike McCarthy, I'm done as a Steeler fan. 58 years I've been watching him, and I'm done. And they did. So guess what, fellas? I'm done. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to have a raffle on my show, and people are going to give money to a charity of mine, and we're going to pick a new team for me. And some of them I can't pick, like the Ravens, because I've been a Steeler fan forever.
We don't want you.
That's okay, brother. You're good. You don't need me. But listen, but here's the deal. What happened to them between the Cowboys and the Eagles?
Yeah.
The Cowboys wanted two number four picks, and they gave a star receiver to their rival.
Yeah.
That's how bad the Steelers are. So he goes out and hires all these former Dallas Cowboys, and obviously one of them told the Dallas Cowboys, oh yeah, we're drafting this guy, and they went above him. I mean, unbelievable. How stupid is that, fellas? And then Ehlers stinks from Penn State.
Oh yeah.
I mean, they just and then they're sitting around waiting on a 42-year-old quarterback. What a joke. My dad, my uncle, my grandfather, Art Rooney, they're all rolling over in their graves. The Steelers are a joke.
Oof.
But when they get rid of McCarthy in 3 years, then I'll come back and be a Steeler fan. I just think he is a slob. I don't think he's a good coach. I think the only reason why he won a championship is because he had a quarterback at the time that was playing about as well as any quarterback that's ever played.
Did you have a favorite player or two in the draft that you liked, regardless of where they went?
Well, I can't believe what the Giants did. I mean, to get Avril Reese, I couldn't believe it, man. There's a guy that went in the seventh round from Oklahoma. His name is Burks, Deion Burks, wide receiver. I don't know why he dropped so far. The guy can really play. His junior year, he got hurt, and he was tearing it up. And then last year he did. And I'm telling you, I can't remember who got him, but I think he's a guy that'll make a team and play on the inside for him. But, man, it wasn't a great, great draft. But there were some good players up top in the defense. And, of course, teams like Arizona that are just total idiots, you don't ever draft a running back. Who's going to block for him? I don't care if it's Barry Sanders. Who blocks for him? How many times y'all see Barry Sanders go down behind the line and just go down because he didn't want to get hit?
I thought Jeremiah Love was the best player in the draft who went through the worst situation.
Yeah, well, but let me tell you, I've been on this kick for a long time, Rob. Running backs are a dime a dozen. Yeah, there's three or four of them that are unbelievable. How about the Steelers? They draft Najee Harris in the first round when right behind it was Creed Humphrey. They needed a center, and now Creed Humphrey's the best center in the entire league. And where's Najee Harris? He's running it up somewhere else, not doing anything.
Man,
I'm telling you, running backs high are bad for me.
By the way, Deion Burks went to Indianapolis, which I think is a good spot. With them moving Pittman to the Steelers,
right,
it could create some new opportunities.
Yeah. And I completely agree with you on running backs. I've been saying that for years. You have some special ones, but if I control things, I would never sign a running back to a second contract. He is Jim Traber. He's the man. Jim, thanks a lot, as always, for your time. Always entertaining.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, fellas. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. 410-583-1057 is the number.
By the way, it is hilarious looking at the draft because Grant Nussmeier fell to the seventh round.
This is crazy.
Yeah, it is. And he ends up going to the Chiefs. And then you start to look at some other Rayshon Benny, Michigan to the Ravens. Uwer Bernard, Nigeria. University of Nigeria?
No, he's from Nigeria.
He's never played football, and they compare him. They said he looks like Miles Garrett, so they're waiting to see.
He looks like Hercules Hernandez. He used to wrestle back in the good days.
That dude is
yoked. He is jacked.
Yep.
Joe LaCroix's Encore, 9:45, but on the other side, it's the Daily Line.
Yeah, I had a winning day yesterday. Couple of plays let me down. I was so upset on Friday, I didn't look ahead to see that we had the Mexico City games on Saturday and Sunday. I'll talk a little bit about those if you guys missed it. That was the Padres and the Diamondbacks. Bryce Harper killed a bird. I'll tell you that story. And then we'll get into some of the plays. Today is one of those days where I was going to say, if you're going to take a day off, I think today's a good day to do it. Not a lot of baseball games. I don't think the spreads in the NHL and the NBA are great, but we'll talk about it next here on The Fan.
What happens next happens here. Baltimore Sports Radio.
That ball is out of here.
105.7 The Fan.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
From the OuchGuy.com sports desk, here's Joe LaCroix.
Sunday afternoon at the Yard, another frustrating loss for the O's.
Here's the 0-2. There will be no balls tonight. A seven-pitch, seven-strike inning, and the Red Sox under interim manager Chad Tracy and with a gutted staff beat the Orioles 5-3 in this rubber game.
The final call from Kevin Brown on Madison. Samuel Basayo strikes out to end it as Boston beats Baltimore 5-3, taking the three-game set. Bird starter Kyle Bradish with another up-and-down performance. He'd give up three earned runs in five innings of work, but also walk four, with his record falling to 1-3 on the season. The Baltimore offense didn't do much to support Bradish as they struggled against Boston starter Connelly Early. Early would pitch 6 2/3 before hit ball, giving up just a pair of earned runs in the form of solo homers from Sam Basayo and Gunnar Henderson. The O's are now 13-15 on the season. They'll lick their wounds today before welcoming the Astros to Baltimore for a three-game series starting Tuesday evening. Your Monday forecast from the Bob Bell Kia Nissan of Essex Weather Center. Mostly sunny skies, highs around 70.
This Fan Flash is sponsored by the Maryland Lottery. Play home run riches from the Maryland Lottery. You could win instantly or win cash for Orioles home runs as a contestant of the game. Please play responsibly.
I'm Joe LaCroix, Ravens Terps, and you're home for the most Orioles coverage. We are 105.7 The Fan.
Overs, unders, favorites, and dogs. It's Jeremy Kahn's Daily Line.
Show me the money.
On 105.7 The Fan. Brought to you by Life Med Institute. Guys, regain confidence and performance in the bedroom with Gainswave Therapy at Life Med Institute. Gainswave is a revolutionary non-invasive ED treatment. Call 410-575-1200 or go to lifemedinstitute.com to find out more.
Towel launches one toward the left field corner. That one's headed for the wall. And it's gone. Tim Towel has hit a grand slam in Mexico City. And the Diamondbacks are back within one.
Surprisingly, that didn't end up being the highest scoring game of the night, I don't think. I think the maybe it was right there with it, with Kansas City and the Angels. I think that was like a 10-9 game. This was one where, if you were watching, what a crazy game. That's courtesy of MLB, what is it, MLB Network? I guess MLB Network Audio. The interesting thing about Mexico City, and I've said this before, there's usually two game sets there. It's Coors Field on crack. The ball carries. You're going to see way more home runs. The air is even thinner up there than it is at Coors Field. So, and the stadium's not huge. So when you see bombs, they're just going. You know it right off the bat. You're like, click, okay, that's a homer. And yesterday, what, they hit 8 home runs in that game? Something like that, including that grand slam, which really, that didn't even put it over the total at that point. The total in the game was 15 or 15 and a half. And people will look at it and go, oh my God, that's too high. I was telling people the last time San Diego played in Mexico, their first 6 batters hit 7 home runs. Nelson Cruz hit 2. That stadium is ridiculous, and if there's more games there, just know that. And it'll be easy to tell because you'll see a total where you're going, well, that ain't right. How the hell is it a total? How's 15 and a half the total in this game?
Looks like 6 home runs yesterday.
6?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's just a bunch.
2 by Manny, 3 by the Padres, and looks like 1, 2, 3 by the Diamondbacks.
And that Tawa home run there, grand slam. There were so many times people got up with the bases loaded and didn't come through. Before I get to the plays today and kind of talk about yesterday a little bit more, I told you Bryce Harper in batting practice hit a fly ball and it killed a bird in the air. You can actually see the bird flying. And I think it's a bird. I mean, that's what it looks like.
What else it could be?
Their face is looking around going, unless it's the guy throwing, they're throwing baseballs around in the outfield and it hit another one.
No, they look like they were terrified.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so weird. But anyway, that being said, you can watch the video online. I just retweeted it at JCon Sports. Now, going back to yesterday, like I said, it was a winning day. I did hit the over there in the San Diego game, had the over in the Angels Royals game. I had the Brewers early. I had the Orioles. They lost. That was a pisser, to say the least. But in the NHL and NBA, everything was kind of a wash yesterday. So, where do I go today? And as I said, today is one of those days. If you're going to take a day off, I think today's the perfect day to do it. I got 4 baseball games and 1 NHL game. I don't like the NBA tonight. If you force me to pick, which I'll do right now, I'll tell you who I would go with, but I just do not like the games. I would go with the under in the Phoenix OKC game if you force me to pick it. And is that the only game? That's, yeah, I don't, nothing else. All right, let's look at this. NHL, I like the Flyers plus 120 against Pittsburgh. I know Pitt just picked up a big win. Everybody's expecting to get back in the series. I think the Flyers end that tonight on the road at Pittsburgh. As I said, no NBA. Major League Baseball, here's what the weather supports. A Cleveland over, that's the first game of the night, like 6:10, I believe. A Pittsburgh over, which I really do like. White Sox under, I got to talk about that. 25-mile-an-hour winds blowing in. But the total is 9.5 because you have two pitchers that hit a lot of bats. I don't think you're going to need home runs to get the over in that White Sox game. So I stayed away from it. I may change my mind later, but right now I'm staying away from it. Padres under, Dodgers under. I am on the Dodgers under. They're going up against the Miami Marlins. It's under 8. Yeah, I don't feel great about going on an under in a Chris Paddock game as he hits a ton of bats and he's going up against the Dodgers. I think Yamamoto could shut down this Marlins team. So I'll take my chances there with an under. Pitt St. Louis, I talked about it. I like the over 8.5. The pitching matchup here is nothing that's going to scare you away, if I'm being brutally honest. You know, you've got a situation where for Pittsburgh, you tell me how you feel about Mason Montgomery and what's going to be basically a bullpen game for the Pirates. And then with St. Louis, it's Dustin May. And Dustin May, those lefty bats, the number one hitter on today's board is O'Neill Cruz. So O'Neill Cruz in a great, great spot. I didn't even play him in a prop play. The only thing about O'Neill Cruz that's frustrating is he could be in the perfect spot and go 0-for-5 of 4Ks. He's one of those guys that if he gets a hold of the ball, it's going a long, long way. So do with that what you will, but I like the over there. I like the Guardians at home. Been talking about my love of Parker Messick. I think this kid is legit. He's going up against a Rays team and facing another one of these pitchers, Steven Matz, who started off better than I expected, at least with this Rays team. And watch, he'll be one of the pieces they trade at the All-Star break or trade deadline if he keeps pitching the way he has been. But going up against this Cleveland team, they're pesky. They finally have some pop at the top end of their lineup. Bottom of the lineup has some speed, and every once in a while run into one. I like Cleveland at home, and I like the Cubs on the road. Cubs are going to face the Padres. Cubs are trotting out Matthew Boyd. Padres coming out of that area where they just kept trying to swing for fly balls. You know, you just want to get the ball in the air, and it's going to go. And those guys were swinging for the fences. Now you come back and face a pitcher like Matthew Boyd, who is a fly ball pitcher, but in a much bigger ballpark. And on the flip side, I am not the least bit afraid of Randy Vasquez. There is nothing about his game that sends fear to me whatsoever. Give me the Cubbies. So, again, my top five plays would be the only five plays I gave out. The Flyers, the Cubs, the Guardians, Cardinals over, Dodgers under. There you go.
Joe, give me this shovel sound effect. That goes to both of us, Jeremy.
What?
Me for running with it and you for not digging. That did happen. You're right. Bryce Harper did hit a ball. You know why it's online?
Why?
Because it's the anniversary of him doing it in 2021.
He did it twice?
Oh,
this is an old one.
April 26, 2021.
All right.
When he did this.
Well, again, I don't know why it is that you sent something to our group chat saying, why is this making its way around from a couple of years ago? And this is doing it too.
It made its way around yesterday because yesterday was the 5-year anniversary. When you said, was it a ball? I'm like, well, let me Google what it was. I was like, April 26, 2021. Maybe it happened more than once. I clicked the video, and it's the exact video I watched that you showed to me. So they don't clarify it. Tell us why you're putting it on there. Tell us why it's trending. But
put the date by it, too.
It happened 5 years ago.
You know the thing that's really pissing me off that these grifters on social media are doing now? They take a video, right? Mm-hmm. They take a video, they post the video, and then they tell you what the video says, even though the video doesn't say that. they had a, like, I'll give you an example, and I don't know that this one happened. The Red Sox fire their manager. Then they take a video of Jaron Duran talking to the media, and then they'll write, Duran criticizes Red Sox front office. He wants out of Boston, demands a trade. And then you click on the video, and it's him going, yeah, I went 1-for-5 last night. I got to be better. They're doing this now because they know people don't watch the videos. They just read the headlines.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Big Bad Morning Show. Vinny and Haney. Inside Access. Live on YouTube weekdays 6 till 6. Search Baltimore 105.7 The Fan. Subscribe for daily shorts right to your phone and never miss what you miss. 105.7 The Fan.
This is an Odyssey Sports Minute. Bury the Brooms. because the Houston Rockets are not going home yet. A must-win Game 4 was in front of them, and they dismantled the Lakers 115-96 to stave off the sweep. Electric defensive performance that forced LeBron James into one of his worst career playoff performances in at least a couple more days. Houston's alive. I'm Drake Cole.
Mic check, 1, 2.
Thank you. Far too. Can I get an encore? Do you want more? One last time, I need y'all to roar.
Leslie Williams, 62, was arrested Wednesday on an outstanding warrant for bigamy near his house in rumored Swingers Paradise. The village's retirement community, according to the Sumter County Sheriff Department. The pastor who runs his own ministry out of the sprawling 55-plus community is wanted in Georgia after the Rockland County Sheriff's Department there issued a warrant for his arrest on bigamy charges.
That's the place in Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's notorious down here.
Oh, so you know about this place.
Oh, it's legendary. They ride around with different, like, what are those sponges called? You know those plastic sponges you use in the bath?
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell they are.
Loofahs.
Yeah, loofahs. They're plastic loofahs, yes. And different colors represent different things they're into, and they advertise as they drive around the facility.
This is not making fun of either spouse, wife or the male. But we've all been married or are married. But as tough as marriage is, why would you want more than one?
I'm with you.
I said, and this is not making fun of wives or husbands. Yeah. But marriage is tough. How could you have more than one wife or more than one husband,
Rob,
at the same time?
Do you think Ed's been spending most of his life living in a swingers paradise? I just wonder if that's what he's been doing down south.
Been spending most of my life in a swingers paradise. I don't have any pictures of evidence, but I can have some pictures of suggestions. and that's the encore for the day. Just saying. What's the best game to watch tonight? Today, tonight? No
baseball?
Day games, right?
No day games. 6 o'clock.
What's the best game overall? Any sport. Must-see TV. NBA, NHL, MLB.
I don't know that we have it. Like, it might be the Flyers and Penguins, but I'm not a hockey guy. I would probably tell you, if you started looking at the different games that we have today, I mean, there's just not a lot of games.
I'll tell you what's must-see TV for me today.
What's that?
It's the 8 o'clock game on Peacock, the Pistons and Magic.
Okay.
Because if the Magic win, go up 3-1, fire! They can tie this up, the Pistons.
I'll give you what I think. So there's two games that should be good today. You go to Texas, that's Max Fried versus Jack Leiter. It's in a dome, so there's no weather implications here or anything like that. A lot of strikeouts in that Yankees lineup. Uh-huh. The other one would be the AL East matchup between the Red Sox and Blue Jays. Dylan Cease versus Ranger Suarez. We'll see if the Red Sox can turn this around. But to me, those are the two best games to watch. But I don't think there's a lot tonight. This is one of those ugly nights where it's like, hey, what came on Sunday night that I can watch today? Until baseball starts.
Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today.
What we learned on the Big Bad Morning Show.
What we learned today, a couple of national days today. Today is National Devil Dog Day. I hated that snack. That's the two chocolate. Yeah. I hated it. Did you like that?
I was more of a ding dong guy myself.
I'm sure you were. Today is also National Tell a Story Day. Oh, my kids don't want to hear stories. They're too old for that. They may tell me a story. This is also National Babe Ruth Day. Not quite sure why.
Is it birthday or?
No. Doesn't say. Is when he was born. He became the. Okay, I think this is when he was treated. Today is also National Prime Rib Day. I love beef. Prime rib is one of my least favorite forms of beef.
I love prime rib.
I do not.
I always like how people think, oh, it's too bloody. Can you put it back on and cook it longer for me?
No, that's not supposed to be.
It's supposed to look like
that. I'm just not a fan of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Some birthdays in sports today would have been Rogers Hornsby's birthday. It's always tough because there's two S's in that. Today also would have been Chuck Knox's birthday, former coach. George the Iceman Gervin turned 74 today.
Love the Iceman.
Herm Edwards turned 72 today. Don't love Herm Edwards.
By the way, did you see that Caleb Williams and George Gervin got into it because Caleb Williams wants to be the Iceman?
Iceman.
Yeah.
Why would you care? Different sport?
I don't care.
Why would you care?
Because he wanted to trademark it, and it was already trademarked.
Former baseball player Brian Giles turns 66 today. And Chiefs wide receiver Xavier Worthy turns 23 today. Joe, Keenan Allen and Corey Seager share a birthday today. Who's older?
Corey Seager.
Jeremy?
Keenan Allen, Corey Seager. Oh, man, that's
tough.
Good.
I told you it was tough.
That's really close. I'm going to go Seager.
You want to go Seager? Keenan Allen turns 34 and Corey Seager turns 32.
34, too. 30. Oh, no, that's not it. All right. Got a couple for you here. Why are bartenders so good at their job?
I don't know.
They're always doing the beer minimum. Beer minimum.
Yeah, we got it. We just didn't like it.
I caught my son chewing on electrical cords today. I had to ground him. He's currently doing better.
Got another one?
But he's still a bit shocked.
Okay, I thought so.
I identify as condescending. My pronouns are there. That's a really good one, actually. My father wrote dozens of books about yogurt. He truly is a man of culture. I won't go to another funeral. If they're not going to come to mine, why should I go to theirs? Now think about that. They can't come to yours because they're dead. Anyway, I'm reading a book about anti-gravity. I can't put it down.
I won't go to their funeral. If they can't come to mine, why go to theirs?
A woman was arrested for laughing like a man. She was charged with man's laughter. Manslaughter. Man's laughter. Okay.
I like that one.
Yeah, it's stupid.
I like the funeral.
Shout out to my grandparents, because that's the only way they can hear me. What do you call a 7 with the flu? That would be a 6-7. A 6-7, Rob. Had a debate with a flat earther. He said he'll walk to the edge of the earth to prove me wrong. Pretty sure he'll come around. And lastly, oh man, Joe just told me one more. I've decided to quit my job as a personal trainer because the weights are too heavy. I just handed in my 2-week notice. 2-week. There you go.
Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Manic Monday.
Wherever the Orioles season takes you.
Say goodbye to this ball.
Download the free Odyssey app and hear reactions to all the biggest moments. Download it today and search 105.7 The Fan.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love.